This is the 5-minute focus for July 25th, and this is some good news. The figurehead's a good, good boy.
He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch. He actually showed me his plate.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus is a glimpse into the future. Future that, God willing, we control, and that it's just the next 2 hours or so of a podcast. It's a great opportunity for you to hit the share button and share with friends. An impossibility has occurred. It is impossible.
There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we got to make more progress.
In hour one, we'll talk about the fact that Joe Dunn got the row. And the virus that the CDC has decided, along with the Gates Foundation and the media, the virus they have decided to push into the American public. Rochelle Walensky and Tony Fauci have made a decision. They want to take a new virus and push it into the public. And they're getting that done. But how on earth did Joe get the row?
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Maybe Joe did a lot of listening to Rachel Maddow.
The virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else.
A reporter asked a question, and those of us who are old enough to remember when Apple and Google shoved down onto people's phones contact tracing, when separate countries like Washington started to demand contact tracing, when they started to staff people to knock on doors, to make outbound phone calls, to harass people, to report where they've been. When people started to get phone calls, I see that you've met with one of these five people in the past 5 days. Come and get tested because Joe got the row. Maybe you have it. We'll never know. Remember that? The contact tracing craze?
Where was he infected? I don't think we know. I certainly don't know if you have any thoughts on it.
Look, I don't think that matters, right?
Wow. It no longer matters. Hour one, we'll talk about this and the new virus, and we'll remember how the media treated it when President Trump got the virus, the new virus the CDC has decided to push on to the American public, including now two children. But maybe there's a way out of this. CNN has thoughts.
We need to have a more aggressive stance and bring masks back to the United States.
In hour two, we'll talk about the Bannon situation. Found guilty of contempt of Congress. Well, a lot of us have contempt for Congress. And this is how CNN intends to panic their victims.
Joe Biden's illegitimate. Joe Biden is illegal.
The only way the Democrats stay in power is cheat.
We will never concede.
That's how they panic their victims. Because CNN, of course, is the network that had it as its goal. We'll talk about this later this week. A James O'Keefe Project Veritas video shows a CNN digital producer admitting their goal was to drive Trump from office using the Russia hoax. Now they shift to the climate hoax. And he says it. Yeah, we're going to push this to scare people. That network is scaring its victims by showing bits of Bannon's show. And it's been said that Bannon is the first figure to be found guilty on contempt of Congress charges since AG Richard Kindernast, the Watergate burglar with G. Gordon Liddy. But I remember another dude. Who was that again?
Yeah, 240 custodians. We have processed millions of electronic records, and we've reviewed over 140,000 documents and produced to you about 7,600.
So 140,000 documents. How many documents are responsive but you are withholding at this time?
Well, we've produced 7,600.
Look, I don't want to hear about the 7,600.
Chairman, I would beg to allow...
The lady is out of order. Would the lady
Mr.
please...
Mr. Chairman,
suspend.
A parliamentary inquiry. Time. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I would beg to allow the Attorney General to be able to finish his answer.
The Attorney General will be allowed to answer the question.
I thank the chairman.
The Attorney General will have more time to do that if we don't have...
Eric Holder, we'll talk about the continuing problem with the January 6th theater in that it is demonstrably... made one side. It's not a court, doesn't act like a court. It's given extraordinary powers. It was just invented to have. So we'll continue to talk about the problems they have because any one of us with a functioning brainstem can remember Eric Holder was held in contempt. But what happened after he was held in contempt?
Isn't it true, Mr. Attorney General, that you've not produced a log of materials withheld, even though our investigators have asked for it?
I know that I'm not sure about that. I know that the.
OK, I'm sure you didn't. So let's move on.
Oh, but the party will say, but January 6th was deadly. That's right. Ashley Babbitt was killed. I think murdered. Woman in the tunnel was beaten to death. I think murdered. And Officer Brian Terry was murdered in Fast and Furious. In fact, he wasn't the only law enforcement official murdered with Fast and Furious guns. In fact, there was the wedding. Where a wedding party was slaughtered with Fast and Furious guns.
Mr. Holder, Assistant Attorney General Ronald Weitz wrote a letter to a member of Congress, February 2011, a letter which was demonstrably false. Your department withdrew that letter 10 months later. When did you learn that that letter was false?
Well, I would not characterize the letter as false. I'd say it contained inaccuracy.
So we'll continue to put a spotlight on the fact that Congress has no moral authority. They have no believability. They have no moral standing. They can't be believed. And January 6th isn't about being believed. It's about TV. Complete with a TV producer producing it for the leftist portion of the party led by Liz Cheney. That's 5-Minute Focus. Great opportunity to spend a lot more time with God than we do with podcasts. And you know what? Start by spending more time with God than you do with this podcast.